By spring of 2014, businesses with 20 or more employees will need to provide 5 paid sick days to their workers. By 2015, that number drops. Businesses with 15 or more employees need to provide the sick days. The bill's sponsor, Gail Brewer, says she's ecstatic.
We're very pleased. Workers of 1 million in terms of number will be covered between the number of days and the fact that the franchises are in it. And we will really be able to cover 1 million workers with paid sick days in the city of New York. And those who are not covered and who don't have some other kind of benefit will not be fired if they get sick. So everyone will get, one way or another, 5 days of paid sick days, either paid or they won't get fired.
Queens Council member Mark Weprin agrees.
I was really delighted that a good compromise could be reached.
You think it's a good compromise?
I do. You know, I mean, I think, you know, no one is completely happy, and sometimes they say that's a good sign of a compromise, but everyone is relieved that so many New Yorkers are going to be protected, and even the business community realizes that this is something that was going to happen eventually, and the way it happened did not cause them as much agita as some of those other drafts of the bill did.
Weprin says Speaker Quinn deserves a lot of credit for marshaling support for the bill.
In the last week or so, once she decided we're getting this bill done, she you know, brought people to the table and didn't let them leave until the deal was done.
But Christine Quinn has critics like public advocate Bill de Blasio, who, like Quinn, is running for mayor. De Blasio took the opportunity to call a press conference to criticize the plan and the speaker. De Blasio says Quinn held up the paid sick leave bill for 3 years, pandering to business interests.
They fought tooth and nail against paid sick days for everyday people. Clearly, Christine Quinn responded to the partnership time and time again.
Even though the plan has support of labor, progressive, and community coalitions, de Blasio said the plan could have been better.
Biggest loss is for the 300,000 people who legitimately hoped the tide was turning in their favor and that they would be reached. The biggest loss is for parents who still will lose 1 or 2 or 3 days pay because they stayed home to take care of their children. The biggest loss is for everyday New Yorkers. And even for those who hope that they will be covered, the fact that if they get sick in 2013, this isn't going to help them. A lot of them, if they get sick in 2014, this isn't going to help them. And that's simply not enough.
But Quinn says the plan to require many businesses to provide paid sick leave strikes a balance between workers' needs and business concerns. It's expected that Mayor Mike Bloomberg will veto the paid sick leave bill, but the city council, now with Chris Quinn's support, has enough votes to override the veto. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.